you know how comedians craft their special, the special, the 1 hour long episode, which usually comes out on Amazon Prime or Netflix. They basically do a lot of open mics in the beginning of the process. So they kind of write the material, then they go to different open mics. They just perform bits and pieces, see the audience reactions, and then they basically polish their material, go to different venue, do the same thing over and over and over again. Once they know that the material works, then they put together a small show. They perform that show around the cities and around the country. And once they are very confident with it, they then put the whole 1 hour set or 1.5 hour set, start performing. And then they shoot it at multiple places, or let's say they shoot it multiple times in the same place, so that then they can put together all the bits and pieces and make 1 hour or 1.5 hour long special. That's how specials come in being. And open mic is always the beginning or a good beginning of that particular process. We have already discussed how and why, not how, why you should bounce off ideas with your friend and not be secretive about it and not be overprotective of them. In today's episode, we are actually going back into the workshop mode. Today, we are discussing how you should do an idea open mic with your friends. So I'm going to discuss a couple of steps and some of the experience which I had and some of the open mics which I, or let's say we, conducted before. So that's what I'll share in today's episode. So let's go and start talking.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So open mic is a format with some rules, okay? And as we always talk about workshops are always about reducing the variables and adding triggers. So you limit the number of variables in the equation. So you have very specific things to do. And then you trigger it. So you trigger it with time. You trigger it with situation. You trigger it with show time, stage time, or whatever that might be. Similarly, open mic is also running on the similar lines. Wow, similar. So you have given a time slot. So maybe it is 5 minutes. It is 3 minutes. And you have to come on stage and do your bits and pieces. If it's a comedy one, you have to do comedy. If it's a poetry, you have to do poetry, depending on the format or depending on the theme of that particular evening. And then you do it in front of the people, usually small crowd in a closed environment. And that way you can test stuff and not be very, very emotional or very touchy about it. So those are the basic two rules that, okay, you're doing comedy, rule number one, you're doing it for 3-4 minutes or 5 minutes. And then the let's say, I don't know, what do you call it, but the master of the ceremony, he'll come and tell you, okay, your time's up, you go, and then the next person comes. What we did back in the day in Dapoli, that's the town where I come from, we did something called as creative open mic. That was the first open mic which was done in my town. Creative open mic was supposed to be for 5 minutes. When there were too many entries, then we used to do 3 minutes, so we can accommodate everybody in that particular time slot. They basically got 3 or 5 minutes. They came on, or whoever has participated, they came on stage and they performed whatever art form they wanted to perform. If they happen to be like painter or the people who draw or something like that, if they have sketches and stuff, then we used to also exhibit it in before the actual evening. So evening as in the event. So other people can, like the audience can come and see the stuff and get inspired or have conversation with the artist. And then 3-5 minutes, whatever is the format, everybody used to come and start delivering or start performing. And the painters or the people who had sketches put there, they could also use that time to just talk about their art. So they could come in front of you for those 3 minutes and talk about their art. And it was a nice experience. We did, I think, 6 volumes of it every month. And we had different art forms coming together on the stage. And it was a nice experience altogether. Now, bringing that whole experience back, as I said in the last episode, that you should bounce off your ideas, because when more and more you go out and talk about your ideas or you explain it to your friends, you go into a performance mode and pitching mode, and naturally you are trying to convince somebody. And by that process, you're actually polishing the idea, because you know what is working, what is not working. It's basically an open mic. But when you set an open mic for that particular activity, the things get a bit more structured, because that way you are into the zone. You can, maybe on one weekend, you set that particular thing up before your going out session, or maybe you have a poker night before that, you are kind of doing these activities. And you of course discuss this in advance with your friends, because I'm sure your friends would also be discussing and thinking about different ideas. Doesn't have to be a business idea. It could be any idea, any plan they want to talk about, or anything they wanted to do in life. Could be anything. You can decide the theme for it. So your step one would be talking to your friends and deciding a theme that, okay, I want to share this. If you also want to share something on the similar lines, let's talk about that. So you kind of set the event for your friends. So these guys are just your friends, so you don't have to go out and do marketing and stuff. It's going to be just chill, couple of calls, maybe couple of messages on WhatsApp group, and you're set. Now, when you get together, you have to set time. So everybody gets maybe 3 minutes or 5 minutes. Let's go for 5 minutes. And every 5 minutes, like the person, like one of your friend comes ahead, or just be there wherever he is. And for 5 minutes, he explains whatever ideas he have, or whatever things he want to share, or whatever things he want to get your response on. And he'll do that. After 5 minutes, one person will be handling the time. He'll say, okay, time's up. You will move to the next person. Then the next person will come and start discussing his idea. Once that's done, you move to the next person. Once everybody's done, you can open the session for question answers, interactions. Of course, it's not going to be very formal. So you can already start talking about different things. That's one way to do it. Or you can do it after every pitch. So after 5 minutes, you do discussions. After next person's 5 minutes, you do discussions again. But the only problem there is, then you have to also have a time limit on the discussion. Otherwise, it just goes on and on and on, and you won't be able to give 5 minute time dedicatedly to everybody, keeping everybody fresh. Otherwise, maybe in first couple of rounds only everybody's exhausted and they're not really paying attention till the end. So you have to again time that interaction as well. But this way, what will happen is, first thing is, you will kind of structure your idea well, because you want to explain it to somebody else. So you will mentally start working on that idea. That's a good beginning, and that's a beautiful thing you could do to your idea instead of just keeping it to yourself and just not doing anything. Other thing would be, as I said, because you're having interaction, you're kind of polishing it, and you are also seeing live responses of people present in front of you. And that also makes you question, or that also makes you work on some bits and pieces and polish them further. So that is a good thing. Then third thing is discussion, because now the thing is open for everybody. Now everybody, of course, gonna come there with their own opinions, and those opinions are gonna help you, because that will bring you different perspectives. You don't have to like stick to something or just drop something else. Just be open. Yeah, that is also one key important thing you have to pay attention to. So if somebody's giving feedback on your stuff, yeah, you don't have to fight. You don't have to prove something. The whole thing is, what you got your 5 minutes, you did your job, and now let other people talk about it. If they ask you a question, you answer them. But do not go and contradict. Do not go on over-explaining anything. You just have to see what people think about it and what are their feedbacks, because those are the things you should note down and bring back home and work on, instead of just wasting your energy over-explaining things. Because if you had that point, you would have explained it earlier. And that is also learning. That okay, I should have talked about that, or I didn't explain that but in a proper way. So that is one more thing. And another thing is, because everybody is discussing these ideas and everybody is also putting their ideas on the table, there is just nice and healthy atmosphere created, which is very nurturing, because you're talking about things, you're discussing things, people are giving you suggestions. Maybe people will connect you with somebody they know who is working on similar things, or who would help you build something, or you would go ahead and help your friend, saying, okay, you are stuck with that part, I think I know a little bit more in that particular domain, I can come and help you. And that way you are bringing those ideas ahead and pushing them even further. So that is the best part about this whole activity. So you are just gonna use the open mic kind of setup so that everybody gets nice space and place and spot to talk about things, and then there is discussion, so people can open up their opinions as well. I hope you, if you have such friends around, and if you already have a lot of things you always discuss, this can be a great way to have a structured chill session or a hangout, where I'm pretty sure you'll have a lot of fun. And if you think that you should also notify those other friends of yours who might be interested in doing such things with you on one of the weekends per se, I think it will be a good idea to just share this with them. And if you already shared this with them and now they're listening to it, hey, your friend wants to do this with you, and that's why he shared this with you, and that's why you are listening to it or watching it on YouTube right now. So yeah, get together and start working on things and start discussing. It's not like you have to create something right at that day one, but yeah, it can be a good beginning to something you would have just kept in your head and never thought about working on. So that's all from this particular episode. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for being here. And I shall catch you in the next one.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.